We're talking this morning about some clean energy jobs. We're joined this morning by Greg Smith, who's the founder and president of Energy Optimizers USA. They help more than 125 school districts and local governments, organizations improve their facilities while saving energy costs. And we're talking this morning also about a recent Wind Energy Foundation study. Good morning, Greg. Thanks for joining us.
Hi there, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
So tell me, what is your passion with sort of this type of energy? How did this something become that you're really involved with?
Well, to be honest with you, just like a lot of things in life, it kind of just wasn't planned and came about. Honestly, I'm a very fiscally conservative person. It's just kind of the way I raised, like a lot of people here in the Midwest. And to me, it from a business standpoint, it just makes sense to be able to reduce your costs while also improving the, you know, the business environment, the learning environment, you know, without having a negative effect on the environment. So really, we look at things from a financial standpoint first. One thing I say all the time, it has to make sense financially, whether that's to the CFO or whether it's to a school treasurer, or it's not going to happen because, you know, Columbus is not doling out any more money to our school district. So if we can reduce operating costs and have a positive cash flow and provide, whether it's students, you know, a better learning environment, to me, I hate the cliche win-win, but it truly is a win-win situation.
Well, we've known about these sort of clean energies for a long time, but the fact that we have to try to implement them, it seemed like the cost was what was prohibiting a lot of this. There are people who just do it because under principles, that's what they want to do. How is technology working to make this more affordable for us?
You know, I think that is the key, Bruce. You hit it on the head. It has to make financial sense, once again. And you look at, say, LED lighting. You know, that technology has come. Not only the technology has come a long way, but the pricing, you know, just to give you a quick example, the pricing has, for, say, exterior parking lot lights has dropped more than, basically, it's dropped in half over the last 3 years, and the quality increasing. So now a payback of that used to be, say, a 10-year payback is now a, you know, 4 to 4.5 year payback. And I look at it once again, you know, we all have probably 401ks and investments. You know, if I can guarantee a 20 to 25% ROI return on your investment, why would I not do that? So that's really how I look at it. And technology and the pricing has made that happen.
Greg, in the open, Bruce mentioned how Energy Optimizers helps school systems and governments, local governments, improve their facilities and save energy costs. How do you do that?
Well, Lakewood Schools would be a good example there, you know, right there in your area. You know, they took advantage of being able to borrow funds without asking the taxpayers for more money through a program through the Ohio Facilities Commission. And we implemented basically lighting enhancements to reduce the costs. And basically then they can borrow the funds, but only if the savings exceeds what the payment would be. So if you look at it from a taxpayer standpoint, we're all taxpayers. You know, the district is improving their learning environments, and they're guaranteeing that the savings that is reduced from their electric bill is going to be more than what the payment would be to pay for that project. Yeah. So to me, once again, they're not putting any more burden on the taxpayers. You know, we have enough burdens as taxpayers every day, as we all know, but at the same time, making, you know, much needed improvements to their facilities.
One of the things we're talking about is jobs created by this. This is a growing industry in a sense. What's Ohio like, and how is this impacting Ohio as far as jobs?
Absolutely, that's a great question. And actually, I'm pretty proud of Ohio. Obviously, I'm born and raised here, but Ohio actually leads the Midwest in clean energy jobs with over 100,000 jobs in the clean energy industry, whether that's energy efficiency, solar, wind, all the different clean jobs. So to me, you know, we were a true startup. You know, did not borrow any money from the government and took the risk, you know, 6-7 years ago, and we've created over 60 jobs, good paying jobs too. You know, not $5-$8 an hour jobs, so very good jobs, keeping our young professionals here in Ohio rather than going to, you know, California or the East Coast. So to me, that's the best part. You know, it's not, you know, we don't have to subsidize much of this, and we keep jobs here, and quite frankly, we create jobs, and especially even in the manufacturing, you know, with a lot of manufacturing leaving Ohio. So to me, that's the exciting part.
What is it about Ohio that makes this good ground for these types of jobs? Is it the industry? Is it the people? Is it the location that we're in, you know, related to the wind and sun and all that stuff?
Yeah, to me, I think it's a couple things. One, you know, just the work ethic of Ohio, I mean, to be honest. But two, the manufacturing facilities that we've had. You know, Ohio has been known as a manufacturing state and has that infrastructure, whether it's from the auto industry that, unfortunately, you know, I live in Dayton, Ohio. My father was a GM, GM person. That's what I was raised on. And unfortunately, a lot of those jobs have left. So, but a lot of the infrastructure is still here. So there is a lot of infrastructure and, you know, workforce that's available to be into the manufacturing side of the business.
So it's not just producing the energy here, it's producing those elements then get shipped to other places that utilize this type of energy.
Absolutely. Like in the Toledo area, you know, you got First Solar, who's one of the largest, you know, solar manufacturers in the world, quite frankly. And that's the exciting part that I see. If we can get, you know, the Senate Bill 221, which was the Ohio Energy Bill, you know, bipartisan passed back in 2008, which is now kind of froze. And, you know, a lot of solar jobs, a lot of wind jobs did leave the state over the last couple of years, just because there isn't any, you know, very liminal tax incentives for people to produce and install projects here.
And where does Governor Kasich stand on the issue?
Well, I appreciate the governor's, you know, support. One of the comments that he used was very direct about when he was on the campaign was that basically the freeze was unacceptable, and he would not, you know, basically vote, and he would actually veto anything that came back with a freeze. And I appreciate that because, you know, I feel the same way. Once again, I'm a neutral type of person, independent. But at the same time, you know, I think just like anything, modifications need to be made to the original bill. But, you know, don't just freeze and throw the whole thing out. And I think that's what the governor is saying as well.
You're involved with a group called Environmental Entrepreneurs, E2 for short. Tell us what they do and what they're all about.
Actually, they're a really great organization. It's a nonprofit that basically they support. It's about businesses. And once again, going back to the philosophy that we have, it has to make sense for business. It has to make financial sense. So rather than pushing, you know, the positive environmental impact, which obviously there are, but more importantly, what's the impact on business? So when they approached us several years ago, it was something that I was on board with. So we can actually, you know, get into work with legislators in D.C. and locally here in the state to educate, quite frankly, you know, more than anything, you know, the clean energy jobs that it creates, that it's not, you know, a super subsidized industry, and therefore it does make financial sense.
Our guest today has been Gregory Smith, founder and president of Energy Optimizers in USA. If people want to find out more about clean energy and how Ohio is impacted by this, where can they get good information?
You can go to the E2 website. They have just E2.org. God love Google. I use it all the time. And that gives you all kind of, you know, it's just bipartisan, which I really appreciate about the organization. It's not Republican. It's not Democrat. And therefore, it gives you just true information. So go to E2.org.
That sounds great. Well, we're always looking for new ways of getting and producing our own energy, and there's lots of different things. And Ohio had a long history with coal and that sort of thing. Maybe clean energy with wind and solar is the next step. So, Greg, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks.